Constant Wonder Kids is a Constant Wonder podcast.
Hi, Wonder Kids. It's Paige. Do you like to go swimming? I love being in the water and playing games at the pool. When I was a kid, my friends and I would sometimes have competitions to see who could hold their breath underwater the longest. With a grown-up watching, of course. How long do you think you could hold your breath underwater? Long enough to dive down and grab a toy off the floor of a pool? Today's guest knows all about holding his breath underwater, but he's not doing it to pick up toys. He holds his breath to get close to amazing creatures.
I can hold my breath for several minutes. I need to be near the animals that I see.
This is Craig Foster. He's a filmmaker and naturalist. A few years ago, he made a famous documentary called My Octopus Teacher. This film told the story of his friendship with an octopus that he met while free diving near his home in South Africa. Free diving is diving while holding your breath and not using an oxygen tank. Today, we'll hear more about the incredible kelp forests where Craig loves to spend his time.
I go in every day. I was in at 7 a.m. this morning. And I've been going in every day now for over 10 years and in a lifetime of diving before that. And it just keeps amazing me how much life is here and how I keep learning from these animals and from these plants. I've never been in any other environment on Earth that comes close to the Great African Sea Forest. It's this three-dimensional underwater forest filled with the most extraordinary animals. If you had to try and write the craziest science fiction you could, you wouldn't come close to the lives of these animals that I encounter on a daily basis. I'll need far more than my lifetime to begin to understand them. So it's continually fascinating. I'm always learning from these animals.
The creatures that Craig meets on his daily dives fill his life with wonder and awe. Some of them, like octopuses, you've heard of before, but there are other forms of sea life that might be new to you. Take cuttlefish, for instance.
The tubercular cuttlefish is a small endemic cuttlefish we only find here in southern Africa. And this animal is the absolute grand master of camouflage. I mean, this animal can out-camouflage an octopus. I could show you right in front of you and say, that's the cuttlefish there, and I could point to it, and I promise you for the first few minutes, you would not be able to see it. It would totally blend into the environment and you might think it was a shell or a stone.
Cuttlefish are especially good at camouflage so that they can avoid being hunted by predators. Rather than appear to be a delicious treat, these cuttlefish try to look like sea creatures that are harder to snack on.
This tubercular cuttlefish mimics three different other animals. They mimic whelks to pretend that they're a tough, hard-shelled animal to avoid predation. They mimic fish when they swim, and they even mimic the movements of hermit crabs when they're moving. They will drag their kind of mock shell and pretend they're a hard-shelled animal and a hermit crab living in a shell to fool predators when they could actually jet away quite fast.
So the cuttlefish pretend to crawl around slowly like a hermit crab to trick their predators, even when they could zoom away. I guess they understand that slow and steady wins the race.
They can camouflage color. Even though they're actually color blind, they've hacked color. So they use diffraction to figure out what color is, and they mimic it beautifully. And they change their body shape into these other animals. It's mind-blowing. I've even got a picture of one that mimicked the tiny little 2 millimeter polychaete worms on the back of another shell that it was pretending to mimic. So the level of camouflage mastery is fantastic. And they have to do this because they're small. They don't get much more than 10 centimeters. They're very vulnerable, but they thrive because of this genius.
I think that these camouflage masters are super impressive, even if they're small in stature. Another little creature that Craig likes to watch is the limpet.
So a limpet is a mollusk with a conical shell, with a big muscular foot, and it sticks to the rock like glue. In fact, it has got a type of glue that it sticks to the rock, and it's protected by the shell.
If you just saw the conical or cone-shaped shell sticking on a rock, you might think that the limpet is a boring creature that doesn't do anything. Craig's observations reveal that there's much more to the limpet than you might expect.
These mollusks have incredibly complex lives. For instance, some of the limpets I saw this morning, they have their own gardens. They're like agriculturalists. They tend those gardens. They keep other animals off those gardens. They crop those gardens in a certain way that they will grow fastest, and they even fertilize the gardens. So some of these animals are so sophisticated, and they grow specific species in their gardens. It's a mystery of how they do that. So we know something about them, but there's still most of the stuff we know very little about, and that's what's so exciting. But the complexity of these animals' lives, I can't tell you. What you might think is an insignificant sea snail or limpet has an incredibly sophisticated existence.
Part of what makes Craig so special is the deep respect and love that he has for the animals that he observes. His calm and constant presence in the kelp forest near his home has allowed for him to approach some creatures who are otherwise very shy.
I have recently had some really wonderful interactions with an old Cape clawless otter that became quite unafraid of humans. And this animal was a tremendous teacher, because these animals are very, very shy. I mean, you can easily live here for a number of years and never see one. And I was very fortunate to be able to hunt alongside one of these animals in the water and observe how it catches crabs, how it catches even small sharks, and exactly what it does with that prey. And I was able to be right next to that animal, and it was completely calm with me. And that was an enormous privilege, to see this extremely shy animal, which we know almost nothing about, up close. And that animal's very, very comfortable with my presence, and that was really something very, very special.
Swimming around with an otter sounds so cool. As Craig heads into the ocean each day, he's not sure what he's going to see, but he's excited for whatever adventure lies in store. There's something wonderful each day.
This morning we've had very calm conditions, so the water is very, very clear. And at this time of year, we get a lot of the octopus coming into the shallows. And I found over 10 octopus in their dens this morning.
10 octopuses? That's incredible. When Craig sees an octopus den, he's not just curious about seeing the actual creature. He wants to figure out what they do all day and all night.
It's fascinating to see what they've been hunting in the night. So I can see the remains of their kills, and it's so interesting because you can get a sense of what animals prefer, what foods, and also what is available in their little micro areas. So the octopus dens kind of show me an incredible picture of the secret lives of animals, of very cryptic animals that live in the area, which I wouldn't normally see. But these octopus are so clever that they're going out and catching them, bringing their dens and eating them, and I can tell from the kills lying around the dens what's going on in the environment. So each day there's something, normally something special, and I'm slowly gathering these tiny little bits of these clues and building this incredible picture of the biology and the magic of this underwater sea forest.
I'm glad that Craig is working so hard to put together this underwater sea forest picture and share it with the rest of the world. As he spends more and more time underwater, Craig feels a close connection to the animals he sees, almost like kin or family. And that's true for both big and small sea creatures.
Use the word kin. They like my kin, my wild kin, and they teach and they inspire at a very deep level. But even smaller animals like limpets or sea snails, once you observe them very closely, you realize that even these little snails have their own little personalities, and they have a tremendously often difficult time to get to adulthood, and they've strived and they're strong and they're highly intelligent and they're very good at what they do. So you have a strong bond and a sense that each one of these animals' lives are so incredibly precious and vital, not only to themselves and the ecosystem, but also to us as human beings. The sheer number of species that are interacting is literally the immune system of our planet. This is the thing that's keeping you and I and everyone else breathing and eating and in a reasonable temperature zone from second to second. So this entire system, including all these animals and the biodiversity, so every little animal and its difference is the critical thing, the ingredient that is the magic that's keeping us alive.
That's amazing. I sure am grateful for all the little ocean creatures that are helping us live on this big, beautiful planet. Craig helps us remember to learn from nature, even if you have to look closely and carefully to find your teachers. The next time you're in a natural place, whether underwater or on land, look out for a tiny creature. Maybe you can learn something new, too.
Are an amazing place full of creatures that make you think of outer space. Limpets, cuttlefish, and octopuses do live complex lives in the ocean blue.
A quick word for you parents. This is Marcus Smith. I'm the host of Constant Wonder, the source of material for Constant Wonder Kids. We made this episode because Constant Wonder contains a lot of great stuff kids will love too. But you may be wanting more. We have a whole episode devoted to the incredible ocean forests and the scientists who love them. If you'd like to hear the full presentation, go find Constant Wonder wherever you get your podcasts. And look for the episode titled, Sea Connections Everywhere. We actually think that you'll love more than just one episode of our podcast, which is an ongoing quest to find awe and wonder in all nature, human or wild, vast or small. The kind of encounters that move us beyond words. Remember when you had time for wonder? Well, we are confident you still do. Subscribe to Constant Wonder on your favorite platform. Constant Wonder Kids was produced by Paige Crumperman-Darrington with sound design by Mitchell Towsley. Tenery Taylor is the executive producer. Constant Wonder Kids is a production of BYU Radio.